investigative reporter and author Jeremy Scahill made the startling revelation that violence and torture against Guantanamo detainees have continued despite President Obama's pledge to uphold the Geneva Convention on the treatment of prisoners of war.
These teams that are torturing people at Guantanamo, ramming tubes to force-feed prisoners on a hunger strike down into their stomach, yanking them out with no anesthetic, and then reinserting them into the nose of another prisoner without taking any time to even clean it off. These were not the guys that did the waterboarding. These are pure and simple thug squads. They're the black shirts of Guantanamo.
To most people, torture is an abstraction. But Sister Diana Ortiz, who was abducted and tortured by a Guatemalan right-wing squad in 1989 and is the founder of Torture Abolition and Survivor Support Coalition International, emotionally spoke of the long-term damage of torture.
We lived through something unspeakable. At the point of victimization, we began to die a slow death. We are stripped of our dignity, our sense of control, and our very link with humanity. And we are prepared to say anything we think they want to hear so that they may more quickly kill us. In the words of one Honduran torturer, eventually they all begged to die.
The ongoing political debate on torturing so-called terror suspects to obtain information is ignoring a very basic reality, says Michael Ratner, president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. And what's been absent in the debate?
In the entire 7 or 8 years where this country has run an open and notorious torture program, is the survivors of that program. And I think what a difference it would make in this country if we could have the mothers of Guantanamo outside the White House every single day. Torture is not about information. It's about domination and oppression, whether it's in Guatemala, Afghanistan, Iraq, in our police precincts, or in our prisons in the United States. It's not about information.
According to Gitanjali Gutierrez, the attorney for Guantanamo detainee Mohamed Al-Qahtani, Americans by and large have accepted that other human beings can be tortured.
We learned early in 2004 that the United States was engaging in torture and abuse of individuals detained at Abu Ghraib in Iraq and Guantanamo. And yet the Bush administration took power again and reigned for 4 more years. We did not hold the Democratic Party accountable for their complicity in allowing laws to be passed. These things we, as individuals who hold power as citizens, allowed to happen.
And when torture becomes routine, says author and journalist Chris Hedges, good people can no longer remain silent.
It was empire and tyranny and all of the tools of empire and tyranny that killed the light of Athenian democracy. And I think we too, when we battle against torture, are not only standing up for international law and the sanctity of human life, but finally for the protection of our very anemic democratic state.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.